order of business is old business. We have one item of old business this evening, and that would be conditional use number 1827, Dry Dock Incorporated.
Well, Mr. Chairman, as you and the other commissioners may recall, this is the facility that's down off of Angola, and they're seeking to replace an aging building that really isn't equipped to deal with their numbers. And of course, part of that concern was the parking that they have. So, and hopefully some of that those concerns can be addressed in the motion that I'm prepared to make.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1827 for Dry Dock Inc. for a nonprofit meeting place facility based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this application is for the renovation and limited expansion of a use that has been in existence for many years. The applicant is seeking to replace an existing building that is no longer suitable for meetings with one that is specifically designed for that use. Two, the use as a nonprofit facility as a meeting place is of a public character that is a benefit to all residents of Sussex County, particularly those in the eastern part of the county. Three, the approval of this conditional use will result in a more suitable building for meetings, and traffic and parking will be improved over what currently exists. Four, the project will be served as part of the county's Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, and adequate sewer capacity is available for it. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The use shall be limited to meetings for charitable organizations only. One lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. Secondary lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or Angola Road. The project shall be connected to county sewer. The applicant shall comply with all Sussex County Engineering Department requirements for connection to the district. Stormwater management on the site shall comply with all DENREC and Sussex Conservation District requirements. The site plan and use shall comply with all Sussex County parking requirements as set forth in the county zoning code. The final site plan shall clearly delineate all parking areas. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for the site. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
One question. I think it might have been a typo. And on C, instead of secondary, that should be security. Any security lighting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, question also. On number A, under 5, the use shall be limited to meetings for charitable organizations. A lot of the meetings that are held there are for the purpose of AA meetings and that type. Would that be considered under
that's a charitable nonprofit?
I just want to make sure. Yep. Okay. Should we add the word nonprofit?
Nonprofit.
Add the word in there?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1827, Dry Dock Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.